In Parakhas in chapter 8, in Sefer Shoftim, we learn of the stunning victory that Gideon enjoyed over Midian. And at the end of the victory, so the people are ready to essentially accept Gideon and his son. Actually, they're willing to really make Gideon into almost like a dynastic monarch. We'll accept your rule, your son's rule. And Gideon says, no, I'm not interested. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your ruler. Hashem Yimshol Bachem. But he says, I do have one request, that everyone should give me a nezem shalom. Everyone should give me a nose ring. Like a tax. He wanted to share in the spoils of war. Which again, certainly nothing wrong with that. So, and everybody agreed, was incredibly. So Gideon says, I have one request. Each of you give me an earring or a nose ring. They said, absolutely no problem. They spread out the cloth and everyone threw the rings, either the earrings or the nose rings, and they gave it as a tribute to Gideon. The Navi then goes on and explains, and this is incredible, that Gideon fashioned it like into like an ephod, like a type of apron. And then tragically, the Navi describes how this actually became another form of idolatry. This became an avodah zarah, to the point that when we get to the end of the parak, already again, unfortunately, the people relapsed into their previous deleterious ways, and they had once again begun to worship avodah zarah. They forgot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all that Hashem did for them with Midian, and they began to worship idolatry. And it's just fascinating that I think what the Navi highlights for us over and over is the need to maintain constant and consistent spiritual vigilance. If you let your guard down, then even the very thing that is supposed to be the testament to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember again, Gideon was the one himself who said, Gideon could have had power. He could have been a king. He could have been the founder of a dynastic monarchy. But yet he says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and rule over you. And yet that very same person was responsible for going ahead and allowing the creation of an avodah zarah. That wasn't his intention, but that's what it became. And I think the Navi reinforces this rule over and over, or this concept, or this idea over and over again, which is constant spiritual vigilance. One can never let their guard down with their ruchnios, with their spirituality, even for a moment. I've been good all this time, good all these years. I'm good with God now. But the moment a person lets their guard down is the moment that cracks develop in the spiritual edifice. And the moment that the cracks develop is the moment that, unfortunately, anything and everything can and does happen. We must be constantly and consistently spiritually vigilant, looking after our spiritual health, looking after our atmosphere, the influences that are around us, and always ensuring that we maintain the highest level of spiritual preparedness. Because if we don't, unfortunately, again, downfall is sure to follow.